listening to the Way of Truth broadcast. This broadcast service originates in the radio studios of the Church of God in Hagerstown, Maryland, United States of America. This is Avner Craig inviting you to stay with us as we bring you the gospel on today's Way of Truth broadcast. Heavenly Father, we are truly thankful for the privilege of presenting this broadcast service today, and we're trusting that the Holy Spirit will accompany this broadcast and make it a blessing to each one in our congregation. We're so thankful that we know that you love each one, you are concerned for them, and we're praying that you'll minister to their needs. Make this broadcast a blessing, we pray in Jesus' name. Amen.
I don't know about tomorrow. I just live from day to day. I don't borrow from its sunshine, or its skies may turn to gray. I don't worry o'er the future, for I know what Jesus said. And today I'll walk beside him, for he knows what is ahead. Many things about tomorrow I don't seem to understand, but I know who holds tomorrow, and I know who holds my hand. Every step is getting brighter as the golden stairs I climb. Every burden's getting lighter, every cloud is silver lined. There the sun is always shining, there no tear will dim the eye. At the ending of the rainbow, where the mountains touch the sky, many things about tomorrow I don't seem to understand, but I know who holds tomorrow, and I know who holds my hand. I don't know about tomorrow. It may bring me poverty, but the one who feeds the sparrow is the one who stands by me. And the path that be my portion may be through the flame or flood, but his presence goes before me, and I'm covered with his blood. Many things about tomorrow I don't seem to understand, but I know who holds tomorrow, and I know he He holds my hand.
The Apostle James tells us that we do not know what shall be on the morrow, but if, as Brother Ralph has just sung for us, if we know who holds tomorrow, and if we know him who holds tomorrow, we can put our trust in him and know that he will take care of us. For the Bible says all things work together for good to those who love the Lord and are called according to his purpose. Yes, to know God is to know the one who holds tomorrow.
There is a God and only one who made the earth and sun. He made all things, created man according to his plan. There is a God,
there is a God,
and he is real,
and he is real,
deep in my heart,
deep in my heart,
his love I feel,
his love I feel,
when I am laid,
when I am laid,
beneath the sod,
beneath the sod,
I'll see and know,
I'll see and know.
There is a God, blessed Savior came. He lifted me on higher ground. For heaven I am bound. There is a God,
there is a God,
and he is real.
Deep in my heart,
his love I feel,
his love I feel,
when I am
laid
beneath the sod,
I'll
see and know,
I'll see and know.
There is a God,
there is a God,
there is a God,
there is a God,
and he is real,
and he is real.
Deep in my heart,
deep in my heart,
his love I feel,
his love I feel,
when I am laid,
beneath the sod,
I'll see and know,
I'll see and know.
There is a God,
there is a God.
Our subject for this broadcast: Six Things Noah Believed. And our text of Scripture is Genesis chapter 6 and verse 22. Thus did Noah, according to all that God commanded him, so did he. God was greatly grieved by the wickedness of the people and determined he would destroy man and beast. But there was one man who found grace in his eyes, and that man was Noah. Now, to get a little insight into the spiritual state of the time that Noah lived in, let us look back in verse 5 of Genesis 6. And God saw that the wickedness of man was great in the earth, and that every imagination of the thoughts of his heart was only evil continually. And he repented the Lord that he had made man on the earth, and it grieved him at his heart. And the Lord said, I will destroy man whom I have created from the face of the earth, both man and beast, and the creeping things, and the fowls of the air. for it repenteth me that I have made man. But Noah found grace in the eyes of the Lord. How was it that there in the midst of all of this wickedness and evil that I have just read, described here in verses 5 and 6, how was it that this man, this one man, was separate and distinct from the rest of them? Well, we are not told in detail, but I would like for you to think with me today on the thought of six things that Noah believed. And the first thing, Noah believed in God. In the beginning, God created the heaven and the earth, Genesis 1 and 1. And Hebrews 11 and 6 tells us, without faith it is impossible to please God. For he that cometh to God must believe that he is, and that he is a rewarder of them that diligently seek him. Noah was a man who had faith in God, and because of his faith, he did what I just read as our text today. Thus did Noah, according to all that God commanded him, so did he. Whenever you have real living faith in God, you will endeavor to do as Noah did. You will endeavor to please God. So Noah, there in the midst of all the evil and ungodliness that was on every hand, Jesus spoke about days of Noah when they were eating and drinking and marrying and giving in marriage. What Jesus was talking about was that they were putting material things ahead. Material things were, in effect, their God, and they were living it up. They were living after the flesh. But here's this man that believed in the true and the living God. Now, the second point that I would like to mention is Noah believed in righteousness. Yes, Noah believed in righteousness. Righteousness, of course, is just simply doing what is right. In the midst of all that evil, in the midst of all that ungodliness, here is a man who believed in righteousness. Noah was a just man and perfect in his generation. And Noah walked with God, Genesis chapter 6 and verse 9. And the Lord said unto Noah, for thee have I seen righteous before me in this generation, Genesis 6 and 7. So Noah believed in righteousness, and he not only believed in righteousness, but he lived a righteous life. The Apostle Peter tells us that Noah was a preacher of righteousness. Yes, there, while they were building the ark that God instructed Noah to build, he was warning the people. And Peter says that Noah was a preacher of righteousness. In other words, he preached to them the truth. He preached to them what was right, and he preached to them what was wrong. If you know that he is righteous, you know that everyone that doeth righteousness is born of God. So John tells us in 1 John 2 and 29. And so Noah did what was righteous. And according to the Apostle John, he that doeth righteousness is born of God. And then that familiar passage of Scripture in Proverbs chapter 14, verse 34, righteousness exalteth a nation, but sin is a reproach to any people. So Noah believed in righteousness, he preached righteousness, and he lived righteous. Number three, Noah believed in being distinct from the world. In other words, being separate, living a separate life from the world. Noah found grace in the eyes of the Lord. Noah was a just man and perfect in his generations. Genesis 6, verses 8 and 9. Be ye not unequally yoked together with unbelievers. For what fellowship hath righteousness with unrighteousness? And what communion hath light with darkness? So Paul wrote to the Corinthian church, 2 Corinthians 6 and 14. The Apostle James said, pure religion and undefiled before God and the Father is this, to visit the fatherless and the widows in their afflictions, and to keep himself unspotted from the world. James 1:27. So Noah believed in being distinct. He believed in being separate. He did not love the world, neither the things of the world, but he loved God. And he lived a life separate from them. Now, Noah did not show a self-righteous, proud, haughty attitude, but he went about doing the bidding and the will of God, obeying God, doing the will of God, believing in God, and therefore he kept himself unspotted from the world. He lived a distinct life. And, beloved, that's what all Christians are called to do. They are called to live a life separated from the evil and from the ungodly things of this world. Now, number four, Noah believed in having God as a close companion. Yes, Noah believed in having God as a close companion in life. And what a wonderful privilege and what a blessing that is to have companionship with Almighty God. And that is possible for everyone. It's an experience that everyone can have through the Lord Jesus Christ. And so Noah believed in having God as a close companion in life. Noah walked with God. And we are asked the question in Amos chapter 3 and verse 3, how can two walk together except they be agreed? And so Noah walked with God because he agreed with God and with God's plan for his life. And he endeavored to best of his knowledge and understanding in that day to carry out the will of God. Now we also read that Enoch walked with God, and he was not, for God took him. Genesis chapter 5 and verse 24. And we also read that when Abraham was 90 years old and 9, the Lord appeared to Abram and said unto him, I am the Almighty God, walk therefore before me and be perfect. So Abraham also walked with God. Enoch walked with God. Noah walked with God. And thank God we have the privilege of doing the very same thing. If we have faith and confidence in God, living a life separate from the sinful things of this world, we can have fellowship with God and we can walk with God. And again, I say, what a wonderful blessing, what a wonderful privilege this is. Now, point number five. Noah believed in obeying God in all things. Again, referring back to our text, we are told in Genesis 6 and 22, thus did Noah, according to all that God commanded him, so did he. And so Noah believed in obeying God in all things. Let us hear the conclusion of the whole matter. Fear God and keep his commandments, for this is the whole duty of man. By faith, Noah, being warned of God of things not seen as yet, prepared an ark to the saving of his house, by which he condemned the world and became heir of the righteousness which is by faith. So we read in the faith chapter, Hebrews chapter 11 and verse 7. So Noah believed in God. He obeyed God. He did what God told him to do. And by that, he had God's favor and God's approval. Hereby we do know that we know him if we keep his commandments. He that saith, I know him, and keepeth not his commandments, is a liar, and the truth is not in him. But whoso keepeth his word, in him verily is the love of God perfected. Hereby know we that we are in him. 1 John chapter 2, verses 3, 4, and 5. And so Noah believed God, and he obeyed God in all things. We're told in the book of Deuteronomy that the Lord suffered the children of Israel to hunger, that he might teach them that man liveth not by bread only, but by every word that proceedeth out of the mouth of God. And we read in the book of Matthew, chapter 4, when Satan came against Jesus after the 40 days of fasting that Jesus went through, Satan came to him with three, what I would call, notable temptations. And in response to turning the bread and the stones into bread, Jesus quoted from the book of Deuteronomy, "Man shall not live by bread only, but by every word that proceedeth out of the mouth of God." And the Apostle James tells us, "Be ye doers of the word, and not hearers only." If we're only a hearer and not a doer, then we deceive ourselves, and the truth is not in us. Now, the sixth point in our thoughts in regard to six things that Noah believed, the sixth point, Noah believed that God meant what he said. Yes, Noah believed that God meant what he said. And I've said many times, God meant what he said, and he does what he said he would do. And God intends for us to do what he said for us to do. The Lord said, "I will destroy man whom I have created from the face of the earth, both man and beast, and the creeping things, and the fowls of the air." That's what God said, and Noah believed what God said, and therefore he set about to build the ark. He believed a flood was coming, and he moved with fear, prepared an ark to the saving of his house. Hebrews chapter 11 and verse 7. It is generally accepted that Noah and those who assisted him labored for approximately 100 years in the building of the ark. Can you imagine the ridicule, the mockery, the fun-making that Noah experienced as he went about building the ark? Remember, he was a preacher of righteousness, so he warned the people that God was going to destroy them with a flood. And they had never heard of such a thing as that, neither had Noah up to that time, but Noah had faith in God. He believed God. He believed what God said, and he believed that God meant what he said. And so he set about to build this ark. And whenever the ark was finished, and the animals were put in it, then Noah and his family went in. And notice this, it was not Noah who shut the door of the ark. The Bible says that God shut him in. Now, the flood didn't start, the rain didn't start the first day that Noah was in the ark. And I can imagine that the people still mocked Noah and probably tried to get him to come out of the ark after 3 or 4 days had passed. They doubtless taunted him and told him, "You see, it's not going to rain. Come on out of the ark." But, beloved, on that seventh day, when people were going about their daily routines and marrying and giving in marriage, as Jesus said, and doing the material things, for having forgotten God, disregarded God, disregarded his word, disregarded Noah's message, there on that seventh day, it began to rain, and it really rained. It even the bowels of the earth opened up, and there was the flood. Because some people do not believe God, does not change God, nor does it change his word. Suppose some do not believe. Does that make void the word of God, the promises of God? Absolutely not. The Bible declares God which cannot lie. And of course, God cannot lie. He cannot even be tempted to do wrong. And neither does he tempt any man to do wrong for that matter. So Noah believed God and he obeyed God, and he and his family were saved whenever the flood came upon the earth. Now, you do not accuse God of being unfair or unjust. Everyone who believed Noah went in the ark. If others had believed, they too could have gone in the ark. So everybody that really believed Noah and the message that he delivered from God went into the ark, and they were saved. After the rain started, I can imagine, in my mind's eye, I can see people running up to the ark, pounding on the door, wanting Noah to open the door so they could enter in. But remember, it was not Noah that shut the door. It was God that shut the door. And I would say to any unsaved person in my congregation today, you need to enter the ark. And I'm talking about God's ark of salvation. You need to enter the ark while the door is open. In Genesis 6 and 3, we read where God said, "My spirit shall not always strive with man." So you must, if you're going to be saved, you must be saved when the Spirit of God calls you. Enter the ark, enter salvation, while the door is still open. Jesus said, as recorded in Revelation, "I set before you an open door. I stand at the door and knock. And if you will open that door, you will open that door. Christ will come in. He will save you, and you can enter the ark through Jesus Christ." Jesus tasted death for every man, and whosoever will may come and drink of the waters of life freely. Do you believe what Noah believed? God's word is true. It is forever settled in heaven. Heavenly Father, we pray that you'll bless these thoughts to our precious congregation today. This we pray in Jesus' name. Amen. It's been a privilege to share another Way of Truth broadcast with you. We do trust that it has proven to be a blessing to you. A personal note, on January 25, the Lord willing I live till then, I will be able to celebrate my 83rd birthday anniversary. I thank God for all of his blessings to me and in extending my life to this age. Now, our mailing address is The Way of Truth Broadcast, Post Office Box 88, Hagerstown, Maryland, 21741, USA. Our webpage address is www.wayoftruth.org, www.wayoftruth.org. And now this is Alvin A. Craig inviting you to be with us on our next broadcast.
Just how it would be when I enter heaven, oh, what sights I would see. Just today I caught a glimpse while down on my knees of the beauty. said we could go there when he died on Calvary. He gave his life for ransom just to save you and me. Oh, I caught a glimpse of that city above. And I saw the saints of old. And now I am so anxious, I'm longing to go. Since I caught a glimpse of that beautiful home. Since I caught a glimpse of that beautiful